37. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Tuesday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be personal or political, whatever it is that you want to talk about, we're here for you. And again, the number, 800-259-9231. Also, there's an email option. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your emails live on the air. Then there's also the bulletin board system.
That's right. If you wanted to, the bulletin board system is wide open to anything you want to talk about. There are thousands of posts on there from the hundreds of posters, and you can just read it to your heart's content. You can post as much as you want. Some people post on only silly things. Other people, it's political stuff. There's a lot of conspiracy things on there. Whatever you want.
Exactly. So that's one way that you can not only get interactive with us, but also the other listeners. It's kind of fun. Plus, all the other options on your website include the archives, the last 6 days' worth of shows available there for you for downloading absolutely free. No monthly fees involved on our website. Not to mention the Shrine of Female Listeners. And we must welcome our newest Shriner. Her name is Samantha. She called the show last night, and she's a woman of her word. She told us she was going to send us some pictures, and sure enough, she did it that very night.
She said she was cute.
And she said she was cute, and she definitely qualifies there. So check out her picture. She's right there on the front page right now at freetalklive.com.
Yep.
First thing you'll see when you log on to freetalklive.com is her smiling face, and she's our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. And she has promised us that she's going to get us a validated picture. So we're looking forward to that.
By validated, you mean a picture of her holding up a sign that says Free Talk Live
or FTL or I Love Manwich or Manwich Sucks or
right.
something like that. Something that we know for sure that is you. I mean, with a validated Shriner, it's either one of two things. It's either she is actually the person who she says she is, or somebody knows the woman in the picture and got her to hold up a Free Talk Live sign.
Sure.
Either way, you know that whoever sent you that email is connected with the girl. So
at the very least, they got the picture.
It's the best way that I've seen to verify someone's identity online. And these days, you got to be careful with that sort of thing.
Sure. Could be some fat 50-year-old guy just sending you a picture of some pretty girl.
You know, that's a whole other issue. And once we expand, because we're brand new to syndication, but once we expand to other markets,
mm-hmm.
we'll bring out the old internet dating issue and see what kind of calls we can get on that. Because that one's always fun. Anybody who's ever done any sort of internet relationship / dating thing has got a good story.
Yeah. Some people are very successful with it. I mean, it seems to be the new way to do things.
And if you've got one tonight, by all means, go ahead, call in, share it with us. 1-800-259-9231. This is the show that you can literally control. So we can be talking about, I know we've got the Lycos Top 50 to talk about tonight. We could be in the middle of that. You can call in and interrupt us at any time. The show is about your calls. 1-800-259-9231. For the record, let me go ahead and read Samantha's email that she sent along with her pictures.
Great, I'd love to hear it.
She not only did she send a picture, she sent four pictures, and I went ahead and posted all four of them because
yeah.
I thought they were all decent. So log on again at freetalklive.com to check that out. She says, "To whom it may concern at Free Talk Live, by the way, this is Ian."
And Manwich.
I told her that in my response.
What?
She didn't really seem to know who we were.
Okay.
She said, "I enjoyed speaking on your show tonight, and I said I would promise to do this for you, so here are four pics of me. But if you still don't believe that it's me, that's okay, because I'm visiting my sister in Texas, so I don't have my digital camera with me. But I'll be home on the 29th, and that would be tomorrow, and I'll take a picture with a Free Talk Live sign. I thought I would let you know I go to school at Missouri University." Apparently they call that Mizzou.
Makes sense.
In the area, it's Mizzou.
The cool thing to call it is Mizzou.
"In Columbia, Missouri is where that's at, but I'm originally from Jackson Hole, Wyoming."
I've been to Jackson Hole.
Really?
And it is a hole.
I went and took a look at the population online just for a kick, and it did sound like, I figured if it's called Jackson Hole, it's got to be a little town, and sure enough, some like 8,000 people.
It's just outside of the Yellowstone National Park,
mm-hmm.
I believe, and I did some traveling in there, and stayed in Jackson Hole, and it's just a little town.
She says, "Oh, and by the way, the guy in the second picture is my friend from D.C. His name is Joe, and he listens to you guys, too, but you just wanted females. oh, well, I guess I was just trying to prove that it's me with so many of them. And, you know, you've done a good job, Samantha. We do believe that it's you, but yes. We just want to...
She passed our test.
Right. We want to have that validation picture from you to prove to everybody.
And to keep the whole validation process rolling.
Exactly. It's. I think since we've created the validation option, I think over 50% of our new Shriners have chosen that option. So it's been popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's been successful. And plus, as a validated Shriner, you get some perks. You get some benefits. You not only get to be at the top of the Shrine, the upper echelon, you not only get to be
above the fold,
a member of the elite, if you will, the best of the best of the Shriners. But also, you get a little bit of moderation privilege on our bulletin board system. You get to actually moderate the Shrine of Female Listeners forum on the BBS.
How's that so? What's
because I make it so.
Okay, well, I understand that you get to do whatever you want. But
I make it so. Just like that.
What I don't understand what the benefit is to moderating the... I don't get to moderate any damn thing. How come they get to moderate something I don't get to moderate?
Because they're Shriners and you don't qualify. 1-800-259-9231. So, Samantha, again, big thanks. For your pictures, we're looking forward to the validation. 800-259-9231. As usual, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. All 3 hours live. And again, we want to hear from you about anything, but we're going to start the show off with the Lycos Top 50. You know what? I got to bookmark this site because I stumble across it every year on this show. And I love the Lycos Top 50. I never use their search engine. I'm more of a Google person myself. But Lycos has a very good search engine. I've used it in the past. And apparently one of the things...
Google doesn't put out a top 50 every year.
No, they certainly don't. Apparently, the Lycos top 50 gets put out every week, if I'm not mistaken. And so what they do is for the end of the year, for this 2004, mm-hmm. they take all of their weeks, all 52 weeks, the top 50 or whatever, and average them together and somehow figure out what the actual top 50 searches of the entire year were. So if you look at the week's worth of top 50, you can kind of see what's on Americans' minds on a one week basis, and that's kind of cool. And they track from if somebody was looking for Manwich 1 week and you were at the 1,000, let's say you were number 49 the first week of the year, and then not very many people looked for you on the second week. Well, it would say that. It would show that you dropped off the charts, or it would show that you moved up the charts, almost like a billboard for music.
In fact, this is the top 100. Let me make that clear. This is
they go all out for the end of the
year.
They
call it the top 50 because during the week it's top 50, but
right.
In fact, you know, it's the top 100 for the year.
Should we do the top 20 or the top 15?
Are there
interesting ones
for
the top 20? Let's do the top 20.
There's something at 20 that I am not familiar with.
Okay.
Neopets.
I'm guessing Tamagotchi.
I don't know what that word means, but I believe that it... I would just a guess. I imagine it's some like little computerized plastic thing.
It sounds to me like another brand of Tamagotchi, and what that is a little toy. It's kind of like a digital pet. It was one of those Christmas toys a few years back.
I remember that.
Everyone was killing each other in the aisles over these things.
And they just look like little eggs, right?
Yeah, they're the silliest little inventions. It's a digital dog or cat or bird or whatever, and you have to feed it at certain times throughout the day. You have to, let's say, let it out to go to the bathroom and do all the things that a normal pet owner would have to do, except all you're doing is pressing buttons instead of actually washing the dog yourself. So it's literally a digital...
I would imagine
pet.
That all those animals have digitally died since then. Because who the heck would, for the last 3 years, push little buttons letting the dog out and feeding the dog and whatever?
Here you go. Neopets is the greatest virtual pet site on the internet. With your help, we have built a community of over 70 million virtual pet owners across the world. That's tremendous.
It's a huge
number. No wonder
number.
It's number 20. Neopets has many things to offer, including 160 games, trading auctions, greetings, messaging, and much, much more. Best of all, it's completely free. Well, there you go, Neopets. Now you know. And we're going to go to number 19 next. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number for you, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about the Internet, the top 100, the Lycos Top 100. This is a list that is compiled once a year from a list that is compiled once every week. They normally, every week, do the Lycos Top 50 of the top 50 most internet searched terms. So, what are we on? Number 19?
We're on number 19, but I think that there's a lot to be said about what's not in the top 20.
Okay.
You'll find in the top 20, not a lot of hard news items.
Right.
Not a lot of stuff like what I would call...
Well, most people aren't on the internet to look for news, I don't think.
I think it's telling. As a matter of fact, George Bush shows up at 81, right between prom hairstyles and Tupac Shakur. Tupac Shakur's been dead for 5 years. I mean, he's been dead for maybe longer than that. I don't know.
Yeah, he's been dead a long time.
And who cares about Tupac Shakur? God.
That's amazing.
And I mean, George Bush got reelected this year.
Yeah.
And there was an election
and
on.
And he was number 81.
And half of the nation, approximately, voted for this guy. But he shows up between Tupac Shakur and prom hairstyles at number 81.
Well, maybe that's because everybody already knows everything they need to know about the man. They didn't want to learn anything
else. They're just not doing any damn research. Okay. So,
or maybe nobody ever had to search for George W. Bush. Maybe they just went and typed in georgebush.com or whatever. They didn't just,
I suppose
know,
they could do that.
On the first guess or something.
All right. Coming in at number 19, we've got Christmas down from number 7 last year.
Christmas.
Not really a lot to say about Christmas.
It's red, it's green, mm-hmm. It's jolly. Some people celebrate it, some people
don't. What do you suppose you're looking for when you look Christmas? Decorating ideas? Recipes?
I have no idea.
I suppose
the exact search term. You know, they have to be, because, I mean, if they typed in gift ideas, then gift ideas would be number 19.
Yeah.
So that's very strange.
Very strange. Now, here's one that makes sense, considering how fat Americans are. The South Beach Diet is number 8, comes in at number 18. And it didn't show up last year at all, in 2003. Huh. So South Beach Diet coming in at number 18.
South Beach Diet, which is kind of the competitor to the Atkins Diet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know which one's better or if either one really works, but they're both very popular at the moment.
Yes, similar stuff. And basically anything, any diet works. If you follow it.
If you are regimented.
You've got to watch what you eat.
Right.
You know, in general. So the coming in at number 17 is WWE. Staying the same from 17 last year.
Really? I was going to say, I remember them being on the charts last year.
Now, the WWE is the World Wrestling
Entertainment. World Wrestling Entertainment, maybe?
I don't know. Extreme. Who knows? It used to be WWF, but finally the World Wildlife Foundation kicked their butt out of WWE.
No, that's not what it was. What happened was they combined with the other major wrestler. There was two major wrestling organizations.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying this because I'm a huge wrestling fan or anything like that, but I've been around some of them, and they were the ones that clued me in. Apparently, the WWF combined with the WCW and became the WWE. Is that enough W's for you?
Well, it's wrestling and world.
So there you go. Number 17, WWE.
I just am not entertained by wrestling. You know, then again, I'm not entertained by sports anymore.
I'll tell you what, man. I watched some wrestling when I was in fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
And I was into it back then. I was following the characters and following the, you know, back then it was the Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage. Hulk Hogan's still involved, I think. I think he's still in the ring. That man's got to be 60 years old now.
Yeah.
Ric Flair.
He lives here in the Tampa Bay area with us.
Yes, he does.
Drives around a yellow Viper.
From what I'm told, he's a very nice guy,
yep.
Hulk Hogan.
Well, I'm sure that he knows how to treat fans.
Anyway, so I watched it back then and really didn't watch it since fourth grade up until maybe two or three years ago. And I just happened to be over at a friend's house visiting and they had one of the pay-per-view specials on. And I'll tell you what, man, I can see how people get into that.
Yeah.
Because it is, in my opinion, it is entertaining as hell. I mean, I just make a point to not watch TV, mm-hmm. but if wrestling's on, I'll watch it. I got no problem with it. Cause it's just, people have called it the soap opera for men, and it really honestly is. More so today, probably, than ever before, I think. More so today than 20 years ago or 15, 10 years ago, because the production values just keep going up. There's more and more money going into it, and I mean, I was watching this one wrestling match where not only were they just wrestling in the ring, but at one point the guy runs out of the ring, the other dude chases him, they've got cameras outside, one guy gets in a car or something like that, the other dude lifts up the car with a crane, drops the car down from like an incredible height or something like that, or drops a truck on the car, some huge big thing you never expected to happen in a wrestling match.
Right.
And I was just dumbfounded by it, I just thought, wow, this is really great. All this violence and these angry men yelling at each other, it was fun.
All the steroids coursing through their synapses.
And of course, it's all fake. But believe it or not, people still believe that today...
Television's fake, too.
Today, people still believe that wrestling is for real.
I'm sure.
Amazingly enough.
You know, anyway, I don't have anything more to say about that.
You don't have any good wrestling stories or anything?
No, I have no good wrestling stories.
You never gave anybody a suplex as a kid?
A friend of mine used to run a wrestling company. Actually, he was my boss when I was in high school, and he, on the side, he ran a wrestling company, put on these shows, and so I was the guy who went ding. I rang the bell at several of his shows.
My computer crashed, otherwise I'd give you a ding sound effect. I have one of those.
Well, I've got, coming in at number 16, I've got one of the few hard news items in the top 20.
Okay.
Iraq War.
Mm.
Down from number 15 in 2003.
So less popular now.
Slightly. Still in the top 20. I mean,
yeah.
Number 15, the NFL.
Okay.
Seem like there's a lot to look at there, but wouldn't you be looking up your team?
I guess so. Maybe some people just can't figure out NFL.com because that's their website. Most websites are pretty intuitive. I mean, you can pretty much figure it out just on your own. Free Talk Live's website,
freetalklive.com.
Exactly. And you can dial us up, by the way, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show. You think this is just the most boring topic ever? Well, call in and interrupt the show and bring up what you think is interesting. We may or may not agree with you, but nonetheless, we'll let you on the air and talk about it.
We will let you on the air and talk about it. Number 14, another one for the fatties, like myself, listening to the show.
Okay.
Weight Watchers, up from number 54 the year before.
Wow.
Did they do a bunch of advertising?
Yeah.
Must have been a bunch of advertising.
Do they comment? Because the guy used to write comments on these, the editor of the top 50.
No, it's actually their website, but that's it.
Huh.
Nah, that's it.
Maybe he only does it for some of them. Maybe he only does it for the top 5 or top 10. Because I remember them writing little details or little comments or his opinions next to them before. Or maybe they just wiped that out. Anyway, go on.
He has an article next. There's an article next to it that you could read, but not that damn interesting. Number 13. I wouldn't have guessed this. I thought this.
That's
was
what it is. That's the article. That's where he makes some comments on some of the items.
It's number 13 is Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball. That's always up there. What is it down from?
Down from number 3.
Yeah, I remember that. Last year it was huge.
I thought it was. This was done. I mean, usually these fads last a year.
Well, it's an anime thing, and those people are real hardcore. So it's not quite, when it comes to anime, it's not quite as much of a fad as it is really just a deal for people to get into and buy all kinds of products and watch all kinds of movies and TV shows. I mean, Dragon Ball is huge. I don't know anything about it, though. 800-259-9231, we're going to continue. We're on what, number 12 next?
Yep, coming up on number 12.
Coming up next, the Lycos Top 50. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. You bring up what's on your mind. We talk to you about it, whether it be personal or political. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And starting the show out tonight with the Lycos Top 100, the most top 100 most searched internet terms, phrases, items.
Yes.
We've been through the, we're going through the top 20, although you, I think after we're done with the top 20, we'll pick out some highlights from the bottom. The bottom 80, like you picked out George Bush was number 81 right next to Tupac Shakur.
It's a shame that he would come in that low. Burke comes in at number 12, down Burke from Burke. Number 10.
Now, she's the hot girl that hosts some TV show?
She's described in here as a model-turned-actress.
Got it.
Number 11, another one for the fat people, Atkins Diet, down or up from number 14.
Higher on the charts, though, than the earlier South Beach diet.
Yes. Kind of interesting.
Atkins was definitely huge this year. I know at least... didn't you do Atkins? You did.
Yeah,
that's right. I know you and at least two other individuals who were involved in that.
I stopped. It made me sluggish. And...
you stopped. I think another gentleman, Skyler, stopped. I think he had the same reasoning, too.
Mm.
Anyway, so there you go, Atkins.
Number 10.
I don't have much more to say about that.
Yeah, there isn't much more to say about it.
If you've got a comment, though, 800-259-9231, you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Number 10?
Number 10, poker.
Poker, Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
This thing has blown up.
Yeah.
And actually, there have been some controversy in regards to this. People are concerned that apparently the people who are watching Texas Hold'em on ESPN are... high school kids and college-age kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the real popularity of this is. And so parents, of course, and interest groups are now concerned that we're teaching our kids a bad, bad habit.
Let's have a war on Texas Hold'em.
You're being facetious, obviously, but it could happen. I mean, if enough lobbyists got behind this thing, it could certainly happen. I think it's, of course, asinine. I think we need to abolish all gambling laws and allow people to learn from their mistakes. You can't protect people from this sort of thing. They'll just do it underground, and that's what's going on. In states like Florida, where we're doing this show from, gambling's illegal. You and I, after this show's over, we can't play penny poker.
I thought you could play to a certain amount.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think if money is involved, it's against the law. So there you go.
Cops would bust in here and
now, where was poker at in 2003? Not on the chart.
Not on the charts.
That's quite a success story, then.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that even got started. Where did that originate? Did ESPN just all of a sudden decide to put a poker tournament on the television and then it took off from there? Because now
I think it slowly did. Because
now you can't go buy a deck of cards without it saying instructions for Texas Hold'em included on the package.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, it started out, like, I remember years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago, there was the World Series of Poker on ESPN or ESPN2 or something like that. And I imagine it probably built in popularity, you know, kind of slowly. Texas Hold'em, they seem to put a good
something
show
happened
together.
This year, though. I mean, to make it all of a sudden show up on the Lycos top 50 in the top 10.
Well, please, how do they do that? You know, those trading spaces? I mean, who would have thought that house renovation would have been interesting enough to make a show about?
That's true.
So So
yeah, I like the show that's called Clean Sweep on that same channel. The Learning, isn't it the Learning Channel?
Something like that.
Again, I don't watch much TV, but when this show is on and I happen to be around it, I will sit down
isn't
and watch
it. HGTV? Home and Garden?
Negative. I think it's the Learning Channel. What they do is they go into people's houses, and the people who've been living their house for 10 years, 5 years, and as most people do,
have a bunch
we
of crap.
Accumulate stuff. Well, most people just accumulate. They don't take it out the door every year. Like, we're about to have a garage sale back at my house soon. And we had one last year as well. The idea is you get stuff in every year, move some stuff out every year, and keep your life simple. Well, most people don't do that. Or I'm being general when I say most people. Most people I've encountered don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Most people's houses littered with tchotchkes, closets stuffed full of crap, drawers shoved full of just a bunch of different stuff. So what they'll do is on the show Clean Sweep, they've got these experts that go into the houses, and literally they'll only take certain rooms, because if they did the whole house, it would take them forever. So they'll take the bedroom, they'll take the living room or something like that. They literally will pull everything out, all the furniture, every little piece of junk in the closets. They'll pull it all out, put it all outside of the house, and then they have the keep area, the sell area, and the trash area. And there's this like motivational guy who is really, he's there to try and get them to basically part with their belongings. At first, they're given the opportunity to do it on their own. You know, they make the decision what goes in the keep pile, what goes in the trash pile, what goes in the sell pile. Then the motivational guy comes in and he says, come on, this is a life-size teddy bear. When was the last time you took this out of your closet? Now, what are you going to do with this? Basically, he literally goes item by item in their keep, whatever they've got in their keep pile, item by item, and calls them on the carpet on every single one of them. And it's amazing watching these people rationalize why they should keep this, you know, this old sewing machine that they haven't touched in 15 years.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, it's awesome to watch. It's inspirational to somebody like me who I like to keep my life simple. I like to just keep it free of all that crap. I mean, you've seen my house. There's hardly any tchotchkes around here. I have a anti-tchotchke rule in this house. I can't stand them. They do nothing. It's a woman thing, though. And so, again,
I have an anti-t-shirt rule.
Okay.
Having worked in radio for most of my adult life, you just get T-shirts.
I mean, won't take them.
If it's the station T-shirt,
yeah.
You know, there's how many different station T-shirts are there in a given year? And
right.
Not to mention the station T-shirts, but then all the beer and liquor products that advertise with the stations, they always send their stuff. And then, forget about just the beer and liquor, all the companies that want the station to have their T-shirts,
right.
So that maybe they'll be giving them away at their remotes.
Right.
So, you know, Bob's Lawn Service sends a bunch of T-shirts. So that you can give them away at your remote.
Yeah.
We don't want to give away your T-shirts at your remote, at our remotes, Bob. Sorry.
I just don't like T-shirts. I used to wear them as a kid, and then I kind of graduated to polo shirts. I haven't quite made the step to your Oxford things that you wear, or whatever they're called. But I like having collars now. I like that.
I just don't have much use for T-shirts.
Neither do I. Whenever someone offers me one, I politely decline it.
At the blood bank, whenever I go to the blood bank every other month, you know, gotta do my
very,
little donation
very nice
thing.
Of you.
And they always want to give you a T-shirt. You want a T-shirt? No.
No, thank you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You comment on anything.
So talking about yard sale stuff, I have a pretty interesting yard sale story.
Do you?
Pretty really interesting yard sale. I used to have a roommate who was a yard sale guy. He'd go out to all these things and buy...
He was a buyer.
Crap.
Got it.
Yes. So he decorated the house with yard sale crap.
It's a great idea. I mean, really, you get stuff so dirt cheap, and sometimes you can really come across some good deals.
Well, he moved out a couple of years ago,
right.
And he said, is there anything you want? And the painting that he had put above the mantelpiece, I liked. It was a pretty painting.
Right.
Well, the painting turned out to have a very interesting story behind it.
Are you going to tell that story coming up?
Yes.
Okay, the interesting story of the painting, mystery painting. 1-800-259-9231, or you can interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. You can take control. You're free to do so. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You call in, we talk to you about whatever it is that's on your mind. The screening process is very, very short and abrupt. All we need is your name, where you're calling from, one word, what do you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. And that's it. And you're on the air about whatever, whether it be personal or political. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So, Manwich, before we went to break, of course, we've been covering the Lycos Top 100 throughout the hour here, actually just doing the top 20 of them, and we've kind of broken away from it, got off on a side tangent, and ended up talking about yard sales.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that... You apparently had a roommate who decorated your house with a whole bunch of yard sale stuff. He moved out, asked you if you wanted to keep anything. You said, I like that painting above the mantle.
Well, the painting above the mantle happened to be a Picasso. Now, it wasn't... I didn't imagine for a moment that the Picasso was, in fact, a Picasso. You know, I just thought it was a print. Well, somebody
Got
came
it.
In to my house, person who has a certain amount of experience in this area,
right.
And said... You ought to take that to be appraised.
Hmm.
She pointed out brushstrokes in this.
As opposed to it being a print.
A print.
Right.
Right. So I took it to a local art gallery. Happened to be right next to where I worked. And I took it in for the guy to look at. And he said, well, this is a painting.
Right.
It's not a print. Which meant that it was either a Picasso or a forgery.
Right.
So
it was.
Interesting. So I... Then I can't take the This guy's just a studio. He just runs an art studio.
Right.
He just sells paintings. I can't take his word for it. I have to find somebody who does appraisals. So I got a friend of mine to find an appraiser guy in town who was qualified and all that stuff. And I took it into the appraiser guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, there was a big run of these.
Oh, really?
Apparently, you know, he pulls it all apart, and he says, yep, that's what I thought.
This he is pulls one of it the, apart?
Yes, he pulls the...
Like a frame off?
The frame off and everything.
Right.
He gets it down to its bare bones. And he says, says, Mr. Manwich, take this home and enjoy it. It's a very fine print. Apparently,
what?
There's some kind of system that they use
some
to...
Some printing system that makes it look like there's brushstrokes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You still have it above the mantle?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a nice painting.
Which one is it? Do you know what it's called?
It's called The Bullfight.
The Bullfight. I don't even know that one.
It's not a famous one.
1-800-259-9231. Let's get back to the top 10. We're on the top 10 now.
Coming in at number 9.
Number 9.
We have... Michelle Veith.
These are the most searched internet terms of 2004. This is a woman I've never heard of. Who is she?
She's a Mexican actress.
Oh, is it the woman from... what does she act in? Is she the woman in the ABC show with the housewives? Desperate Housewives?
She may very well be in Desperate.
Is that her name?
You know, this is where it
that
gets tough for
me. That girl is hot, and she's Mexican.
This is an attractive woman who apparently is a Mexican actress. That's all I can tell you. The top site for her is a Spanish language site.
How do you spell that?
V-I-E-T-H.
Michelle Veith.
That will add to the rankings, huh? Well, there seem to be a lot of attractive women on the top 10.
Or
maybe not in the top 20.
Huh.
So Michelle Veith coming in at number 9. She wasn't ranked last year, though, in 2003. So
okay.
She's 2004, she's number 1. Or number 9, excuse me. And number 8... Very popular gal, I'm sure, for quite some time, ever since the days of Baywatch.
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
Number 8.
Inches up from 9 last year.
In 2004, Pamela Anderson, still in the top 10. That's amazing to me.
What's she, 40?
She's getting up there. I mean, she's cranked out, what, 2 kids now?
Yeah.
For having as many kids as she's had,
yeah.
And as the lifestyle that she's had, she still looks good, I guess. Yeah. I mean, if you put enough makeup on her.
Yep. She doesn't look nearly as used up as she should.
Didn't she have a breast reduction as well?
I don't think so.
I believe that she did. I mean, because she had a breast enlargement at the beginning of her Playboy career. She had a Playboy shoot with her original breasts, and then after that she had them enlarged.
Mm.
And I believe that within the past 4 years or so, she has actually had a breast reduction.
I see.
Which I think is very interesting.
She's an interesting gal.
Maybe she finally figured out that she was done, you know, trying to prove herself.
That,
and finally
the guys found her attractive for her mind?
Yeah.
Okay, number 7. I don't know what this is, but tattoos is...
I'm looking at this Michelle Veith, by the way, and she's done nothing. I'm looking at her filmography. Nothing. Big Brother VIP. She must have been on Big Brother.
Oh.
Or something like that.
But VIP is probably the... Hollywood version, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. She's
Hollywood Squares Big Brother.
She's barely a year older than I am. Right. Anyway, go ahead. Number what? 7?
Number 7 is tattoos.
Just tattoos?
Tattoos.
Now, where were they numbered last year?
Nothing. They weren't even on the list before.
Wow.
Yeah. Tattoos. Bad idea.
Yeah, not a fan.
No. I have some.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, we know about that. I know about that. Let's not go there.
Well, it's just not... You can't get rid of them. Did you know that? You know, once you have these tattoos,
well,
they'll go
pretty
away.
Pretty darned expensive. I think it's possible, right, with the laser tattoo removal?
It's kind of like smoking. If it wasn't for teenagers, tattoos and smoking wouldn't exist.
Good point.
I mean, they're dumb. I noticed, I think that people should be free to get them, but
absolutely.
I think that they're silly.
Somebody's got to make some money off of those rubes. I'm kidding. You guys, if you want to adorn your body with all sorts of whatever, it's yours.
Well, I'm sure
your body, you do what you want with it.
The people that, the adults that are making, you know, full-fledged adults that are making choices about getting tattoos would love for the kids not to be getting them. I'm sure that that's their same opinion.
Oh, nonetheless, although most, I would allege that many adults who make the choice to get a tattoo probably weren't in control of all their faculties at the time. A lot of them probably walked out of a bar and walked into the tattoo parlor and then just... picked the one that had the flaming skull on it. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Flaming skulls are pretty darn cool. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have a few moments remaining in this hour of the show, but we're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So a few more hours to go, as a matter of fact. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're going down the Lycos Top 100, the 100 most searched internet terms of the year 2004. Lycos compiles a top 50 list every week, and they let you know if Pamela Anderson was at position number 12 last week and what position she's at this week. So it's kind of interesting seeing the internet searches that just pop up out of nowhere. Whether it be some person or was it tattoos?
Yeah, this year, not on the chart in 2003 were the South Beach Diet, poker, Michelle Veth, and
whoever that is,
tattoos.
Yeah, and they were not just a 1 week kind of thing. These are the whole year.
This is for the whole year,
right?
I mean, there's enough. Now you could get all your searches in 1 week, but this is the most searches in a year.
Correct.
For Lycos. Okay. So number 7 was tattoos. And I have a comment on that along the tattoos line. I've seen wandering about the streets of the Tampa Bay area kids with these earrings. And they're not like earrings that kids had when I was in high school, you know.
Hmm.
I remember it was, you know, right was wrong or something like that. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you had your earring in one ear and you were a male, it meant you were gay, right?
Or something like that. Right? Some silly thing like that. But now boys have earrings in both ears is common. But I'm seeing these circular holes that people are using for earrings now. They're like washers. Do you know what I'm talking about?
They open your ear up? You
right. They make for very large holes, like one would expect to see in National Geographic, only these kids are white. Do you get what I'm talking about?
I understand. You're saying there's a hole in their ear.
Yes, you can actually see through it. You could pass. Some of them are large enough you could pass a quarter through.
No.
Yes.
Who the hell has an earlobe the size of a quarter? Get real.
They stretch it out.
Really?
They stretch it out. Most of them are about the size that you could pass a pencil through.
Right.
Perhaps a dime.
Maybe that's what they're for. You're to hold pencils there while you're taking a test.
It's another dumb
thing. That's bizarre.
Bag.
That's retarded. I mean, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey.
At least a tattoo you can put a shirt on. You know? Here you are, messing with your head. Can't hide that thing. All right, let me get to number six, because I want to have the top five for next hour.
Good.
Number six. It was the number one search in 2003. Number six is Kazaa.
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 Dropping.
Dropping
five
to
positions.
Number six. Five positions. Slipping down our charts.
Now, I'm interested to know, in the top five, are there any other file sharing programs up there?
There are not.
Has anything else bested Kazaa,
no.
I guess?
There are three hot girls, one news item, and a jackass.
Okay. I'm looking forward to this. We'll do the remaining top five during hour number two of the program. And you can interrupt the show at any time, of course, and bring up whatever it is that might be on your mind. Maybe you've got a comment on one of the Lycos Top 100. While we're here and while we're... What?
Huh? I was just going to make a comment of... You know, on the subject of people doing irreparable things to their face.
Okay.
I knew a guy who tattooed... an expletive on his forehead. It was F-U. Was the expletive on his forehead. And... At the time he did it, you know, it was the late 80s, and it was okay to wear your hair kind of in a, you know, in a part over the front of your head. Like, you wore your hair down. Not anymore. Hair's all worn up off your face so that you don't give yourself acne or anything.
Yeah.
So, if he was using his hair to cover the expletive FU, what happened? I mean, what happened when he starts having male pattern baldness?
Oh, man.
This dumb 18-year-old was
Where
not
is he today? 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
U.S. Golden